Thank you. How are you worshiping? How are you guys doing this morning? All right. God is so faithful. He is faithful. Amen. He is good. We've been praying this week, feeling under the weather with a sore throat and a sore, which probably some of you have experienced, but God is good. Let's go to the Word. So we finish on time and you all can go and prepare the celebration tonight, whatever you guys do to receive the new year. Amen. There's one of my favorite letter books on the Bible is the New Testament is Ephesians, the top five, I believe, because it's a letter that applies to the church and to the believers. And I want to talk a little bit about few scriptures, some verses here. Paul writing to the church in Ephesus. And there's two prayers in this book that Paul prayed on behalf of the church. And I want to focus on the first one, and I may be touching the other one later on, because I believe that's something that the Lord wants to do, to activate in our life. This is a letter that is direct to people who is saved. It's not a letter for unsaved people. It's for the church, for the believers, people that is born again. And mainly talks about three things. One, the present exalted position of each born again believer. Verse 1 to 14 talks about who we are, where we are, we as a believers, what's our position, what's our right identity in Christ. That is just so powerful. Number 2 talks about the specific truth relative to the church, which is the body of Christ. If we want to really know how to be the church that God intended for us to be, not just us, he talked about the church in general, we need to get the revelation of this letter on Ephesians. It's so powerful. And 3, it talks about the consistent work and warfare of those that are saved. We can apply all of these revelation and principles to work in victory as individuals and also as a church. So I'm going to encourage you, if you have time, to read this letter and ask the Lord to give you revelation. I'm thinking on to have a series just on this book, because I believe it's so powerful, the revelation. But as I say, for saved people, the church, and how we should be walking in Christ. But I want to just talk about 4 or 5 verses here. As I say, there are 2 prayers here. In the first one, we want to start reading on verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. And I've been praying these 3 prayer points for us, Hilltop, for us as believers and as a church, that in 2018 we are going to really, really, really experience. And let's start reading on verse 15. Paul writing and expressing his fierce prayer of this book. Therefore, I also, after I hear of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, pay attention that Paul focuses on 3 things that we have been talking lately: faith, hope, and love. And he says, I have heard of your faith in the Lord and your love for all the saints. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So he had heard of what the Lord is doing in this church, how this the church in Ephesus was a really powerful spiritual church in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, a big church, one of those churches that really where Paul planted and visited, the power of the Holy Spirit showed in a mighty way, and the church was thriving and was prosperous and was spiritual, and that produces a lot of joy in the heart of Paul. Says, I give thanks for what the Lord is doing, for the things that you are operating, and also I want to thank you, to all of you, for, you know, we are coming to the end of this year. A lot of changes took place, not just in the church, as an individual, also in my life, a lot of changes. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to, you know, that you are still here. We are sticking together. And we are now believing that the Lord has new things for us. Paul is so happy with the members of the church, with the church in Ephesus, that he says, I'm giving thanks to God for all your faith and your love. And I'm also giving thanks to God for you guys, for taking chances, you know, on all of this season of transition. Taking the chance with me and my family, and we are just so thankful with this remnant of people that is saying yes to God, yes to the Lord. And then Paul goes on to say, but there's more that the Lord wants to reveal, there's more that the Lord wants to manifest in your life as a believers. In, as a church, and he talks about three prayer points that he's praying for the church, and also those are my prayer points for the Lord in this last season time that I want us to talk about a little bit, because I truly believe that we are going to start experiencing this. Before I continue, are you guys okay with the temperature here? I notice some of you has your jackets on. Some of you are putting it on. Are you okay, or shall we? Good? Okay. Because it's really cold outside, and I don't want us to experience that here. All right, so he says, verse 16, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And also, I'm making mention of you in my prayers, in my heart, because I'm really thankful for each one of you. All of you laboring, working in the different areas, some of you on the forefront, some of you, nobody sees what you are doing, but each one of you are really important for us to move on, move forward. So thank you. For your work of faith, your labor of love in the Lord. Verse 16, that do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And this is what he's praying for. And this is what I believe the Lord wants to be praying for and believing for to start 2018. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding. Another translation says the eyes of your heart, which I believe is the intention of what Paul is trying to reveal. The eyes of your heart, understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And I just really encouraged with the Lord on what we were talking, you know, during the worship time, those scriptures that was in line with this that I wasn't planning to read, but the Holy Spirit prompted on my heart, talking about who we are in the Lord and the inheritance that we have in Him. This is the prayer of the illumination for the body of Christ. Paul is saying, the Holy Spirit has more for you. I know you are spirituals. I know you are operating in faith, in love, in power. But the Lord has more for you. And I'm praying that the Lord give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So prayer point number one for us, that I'm being praying and declaring, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know God. And this is really, really important about knowing God. On chapter 3, Paul is praying in this verse, verse 17, he's praying to the God of our Lord Jesus. We want to see the second prayer, he says to the Father of our Lord Jesus. And this is, to me, the biggest revelation that any born-again believer needs to have, that the Creator of heaven is our God, but also He's our Father. So this first prayer is for the illumination of the Holy Spirit in our life. The second prayer is for the revelation of the love of the Father. And He's saying, He, the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The Holy Spirit is working in our life. The Holy Spirit wants to bring the revelation to know God. Can you imagine that? To know God is to experience Him. To know God in His perfection is revealing Christ in Jesus only, and is the exalted privilege of believers to know God, to know the Creator, and the Holy Spirit giving us that light, that understanding, that we know, we may know Him. The word knowledge here is not the intellectual knowledge or any doctrinal knowledge. No, it's the intimacy to have that revelation face to face with God, the Creator. And Paul is saying that a spirit of wisdom and revelation or illumination. So the Holy Spirit is the one that is revealing the Father to us. Because salvation, because now we are children, as we were reading, now we have the right to know God. And as I say, on the second prayer is to know the Father. But Paul is saying the Holy Spirit wants to give you more revelation. That this is the work of the Holy Spirit in us. In Colossians 2:9 says, for in Christ live all the fullness of God in a human body. So in Jesus is the fullness, the revelation of who God is. And Paul is declaring, praying this to the church in Ephesus, that we may know. And for the church here, know God, has intimacy with Him. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus declared this in John 16, talking to His disciples. However, John 16:13, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but wherever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. Verse 14, He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I say that He will take of Mine and declare it to you. So, all the things that belongs to God gave it to the Son, Jesus. And now the Son is the Holy Spirit, wants to reveal all those things to you. The Holy Spirit wants you to experience. He's talking to the apostles before his ascension, before the Holy Spirit came. But we all know that the Holy Spirit came already in the book of Acts, and he's revealing. So he says he's going to declare all the things that are of God, that he gave it to me, that he wants to give it now to you. An intimacy, an encounter with the Lord. So the Lord wants to give us more understanding. First, that we, as a children, we have a privilege that nobody else has. A privilege in Christ to know God, to have intimacy with him. That's our position where he wants to take us, to have an intimacy. And verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding or your heart. Of course, Paul is talking about spiritual things. The eyes of the heart, the eyes of our spirit. He's not talking about the natural eyes, because the spirit reveals things to our spirit, accommodating the spiritual things to the spiritual things. So he's talking about the spiritual eyes. Illumination. Knowledge is not an opinion that somebody may have about God. Our intellect, the explanation that many people want to have and receive to believe in God. He's not talking about that kind of knowledge or those natural eyes. No, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, talking to the whole, to your spirit, bringing revelation, the eyes of your understanding, or the eyes of your heart. And how many of you know that the heart as an organ has a different function than having a pair of eyes here? Of course, he's talking about the spiritual things. The eyes of the heart, not the understanding. When revealed by the Spirit, the deep things of God are not addressed to the human understanding alone, but to the Spirit. The knowledge is not the opinion, the reasoning on the mind or the intellect. It's the experiencing of God in an intimate relationship and communion. God's desire is that we know him as God and as a Father, that we have an intimacy with him. And Paul is praying this to the church. And I'm praying this to us, to Hilltop, as a church, that our eyes of our heart be enlightened, the illumination that we need, because the Holy Spirit is taking what God gave Jesus and now wants to give it to us. So we can walk according to our right identity in him. So, prayer point number one, that we receive the Spirit of wisdom and revelation to know God, to know him, to have an intimacy with him. As we were reading, as sons, as daughters, that speak of the adoption that is in us. So don't let anything stand before you and God. Because it's not because we did anything, we deserve it, or we are behaving, it's just our right as children. I'm pretty sure that if you are a parent, you know that you, as a parent, you want to give the best things to your kids. If you are functioning normal. If you are not functioning normal, of course not. But you want to give the best things to your kids. And sometimes, on the natural, they do things that make you think, he don't deserve it. But at the end, you give it to them. Because they are your kids. And you love them. You bypass all those imperfections. Because there is a process on everything. We have the right to come before our God as a Father and to know him and to have intimacy. And Paul is saying that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him be on you. So your spiritual eyes be open, be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Only when our spiritual eyes are open Only when the Holy Spirit takes of what Jesus did on the cross and reveal it and activate it to us, then we can see that we have a good future. That we can see that we have an inheritance. We can see that we have rights and privilege as children. And he's telling that church, you have an inheritance. There is a hope. Now, remember, on verse 15, he talks about the love for the saints and the faith in the Lord and the hope now of the calling that we have. And he's talking about the calling of the eternity with him, but also he's talking about the inheritance that we have here on earth. So this is number two, prayer point number two, that we may know and possess our inheritance. Paul is saying, there's more for you. There's more that God wants to reveal to you, even though you guys are operating in faith, hope, and love, that you may know and possess your inheritance. In order to do that, God has, I believe, according to the scripture, two kind of children. All that are saved, that are his children and mature children. All those that are ready, that had gone through a process of maturity and are able now to receive the inheritance. In 1 Corinthians 13:11 talks about this process of maturity. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So, we are all God's children. And also, there is a group of children that are mature children that are ready to possess the inheritance. Process. As we have been talking about processing life, processing our walk with the Lord, there's also a process as an individual and process as a church. And I'm believing that the Lord is taking us to a place of maturity as a church where we are going to be able to manage, to administrate, and to receive our inheritance in Him. So, God wants to give us our inheritance, but also God always takes us to the process of maturing Him. And that is the process where we all are in our walk with the Lord and as a church. And I believe that the Lord is taking us to the place of maturity as a church, where on 2018 we are going to start to possess our inheritance. We are going to start to manage the things of the Spirit, that we are going to start to operate on all of those things, for we, not just as individuals, but as a church, start fulfilling our purpose. So he's praying to the church that we may know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When you read this letter to the Ephesians, if you carefully analyze the words of Paul, he's talking about abundance. He's talking about riches. Actually, the word riches appears in this book more than any other book of the Bible, because Paul is trying to bring that revelation to the church about the riches, about the abundance, about the fullness, about the plenitude of the things that God has given us in Jesus Christ. The inheritance is only a right given to a legitimate children. And we are children. And we have the right to possess our inheritance. Remember, this letter was sent to the church to save people, so we may know that we have an inheritance in Him. We need to possess our inheritance in Christ. It's in Him. We need to know. And He's saying the Holy Spirit wants to reveal this to you. In Galatians 4:1 says, now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, does not differ of or from a slave, though he's a master of all, that he's under guardians and stewards until that time appointed by the Father. Process of maturity. All people that he saved is children of God, but those that are mature are the ones that can receive the inheritance. And I'm declaring, and I'm believing that in 2018, we are going to receive our inheritance. Hilton Campus Church, this scripture says, the appointed time by the Father. And I'm activating that in us. That 2018 is the appointed time of the Father for us to possess, to receive, to be mature, to manage, to administer, to be good stewards of our inheritance process. I want you to think in all that you have gone through in the last several years. Great things, difficulties, hurts, pains, situations that sometimes we don't want to experience. Why? Process of maturity. Process to be ready. Process to be firm in Him. Not to be moved easily. To be grounded in Him. Why? To receive our inheritance. So I'm declaring that we are going to start experiencing, receiving that inheritance. That according to the scripture, there is appointed time by the Father. And that 2018 is that appointed time for Him to come to church. To be in the position of maturity. Riches. Riches. You know what riches is? Now, if we take this word, riches, and inheritance, and we go back to the Old Testament, there's only one example that we can give for inheritance. And that is all the land, all the property that the people of God was going to possess. Every time that we read on the Old Testament about the promises of God to Abraham, it talks about territory. That was the inheritance. The 12 tribes of Israel divide the land. That was the inheritance. That was the promise that they were going to possess a territory. Now, if we now take that word, we are talking about our spiritual inheritance, eternal life, but also the influence of the church here on earth, the territory that we need to take for Him. The territory that where we need to expand the influence of the kingdom of God. We all have an inheritance. We all have an area of influence. Hilltop has an area of influence. So I believe in 2018 we're gonna start expanding our inheritance, our influence in the spirit, and we are going to, I believe, start really small, possessing what belongs to us here in this city. Because what I'm really believing is that from this church, the Lord is going to take us all over the world. Different people be sent to possess the inheritance that we have. But let's start in small, with a small faith. God, there is an influence in my life, for the city, for my family, for my workplace, for my on my neighborhood. And I want to take it. I am going to take it. Amen? Our inheritance in Him. This is the richest epistle. Ephesians 1:7 says the riches of His grace. In Ephesians 1:18 that we just read, the riches of the glory of His inheritance. In Ephesians 2:4 says that He's rich in mercy. In Ephesians 2:7 says that the exceeding riches of His grace. In Ephesians 3:8 says the unsearchable riches of Christ. In Ephesians 3:16, Paul says, according to the riches of His glory. Riches, riches, abundance. Plentitude of things. Paul wants to make sure that the church understands that there's abundance, there's riches, there's an inheritance. And he is writing to the church, very specific. Now, we are going to enter into a time of fasting and praying. Let me take this concept, this revelation, on the way that we need to be praying. And there's, I believe, needs to be a shifting, a change in the way that we pray. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. To operate in the realm of faith on that authority that is in the name of Jesus by faith, we need to pray, speak, declare about all the things that we have received, our inheritance in Him. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal, activate in our spirit the things that we already have received, freely received. To operate in faith, we need to pray according to those things. If our language, our prayer life, is a life that is not lined up with all those things that already belongs to us freely, we probably won't see the mighty hand of God moving. So, the language of faith needs to be lined up with all the things that rightly belongs to us. During these next 40 days, I want to encourage you that you start praying according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit in your life of this inheritance. We will not be effective in our prayer life if we don't pray according to the things that freely Jesus already gave to us. That's the language of faith. That's the language of the Spirit. Those things that He already, that have been freely given to us by God, by our Father, our inheritance, what the Lord has given us, salvation, eternal life, a purpose, victory, inheritance, authority, power, healing, faith, hope, love, His Spirit. That's effective prayer life, when we pray according to what He already gave us to possess our inheritance. We need to change our confession for 2018. Declare those things. Line up our language according to the principles of the Spirit of God. Change. Paul is saying, change. Change the way that you are doing, because there's more. There's more. There's more. Pray with revelation. Pray with knowledge. The understanding of who your Father is. God Himself. So, that's the prayer point number 2, that we may possess our inheritance, that we may operate in faith, in faith. Now, verse 19, and what is His exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. So point number 3, that we may experience the working of His mighty power. Now, all of these things that I've been talking to you, all of these, each one of those, there's only one condition that we need to really, 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 really receive in our spirit in order for us to experience this revelation, this illumination, this the inheritance and the mighty power. Only one condition is here on verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe? Have faith. To have faith. And that even is the free gift of God for us. Faith. Because He says that He gave us a measure of faith. So we already have within us everything that we need to experience the power. The benefit of believing is that we can experience the power of God. In this chapter, letter on Ephesians, on the human side, secure upon the one condition of believing, it is stated that the power of God is towards us, those who believe, those who believe. If we believe, we can have access to all of these things. Let me tell you something in the line with praying. It is not enough to know the will of God and pray according to the will of God. That is not going to move the hand of God. We can pray all day and all night, according to His will, if we know His word and declare it and say it and decree it, that is not enough. What Paul is saying, if you believe, if you have faith, if you know the will of God and put faith on those promises that He already freely given to us, we can have the assurance that we're going to see His power according to His mighty power that work in us that we want to experience it. So, faith is the detonator of all the promises of God. And when we have faith to His perfect will and we, by the Spirit of God, has that revelation, brothers and sisters, we want to experience revival. We are going to experience the power, the mighty power, exceeding greatness. I love how Paul is writing, trying to give that revelation, exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. The only one thing that we need to do is to believe. And that, as I say, already the Holy Spirit, the very faith that we receive is a gift from God Himself. What is this power? What is this mighty power? In verse 20, He tells us what is this mighty power, which work in Christ. So the same power that worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. The power of the resurrection operating in us. The power of the resurrection means that everything needs to come alive in our life, in the church. So these are the three things that I believe in. We need to start experiencing. The Lord wants to start experiencing. The revelation, knowledge of God. The revelation of the inheritance. In the revelation of the mighty power of God working in our life for 2018. And He's ready to give it to us. He already gave it to us. He wants to activate it in our life. To close, if the worship team wants to come up, let me read you a couple more scriptures. Revelation knowledge, our inheritance, and the mighty power, the power of the resurrection working in our life. It is for us. It is for every believer. It is for Hilltop Campus Church. And I want to finish this year declaring that we are going to enter 2018 operating in these three things. Do you believe it? I'm going to believe it for you, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, there's more. You are doing good, but there's more. Changes, changes, changes. Isaiah 43:18. Do not remember the former things. Not consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? It will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hilltop, it's time for a new thing. It's time for us to experience new things. It's time for us to let go of the old. It's time to take decisions and make the changes, the necessary changes. And I pray that the Spirit of God start to activate these three things. Revelation, to know God intimately. The revelation to know the inheritance that is already yours. The revelation of the mighty power. Christ operating in us. It is time to let go of the old, good and bad things, and let's believe for new things for 2018. Let me close with this. I really believe that this is what's going to start happening. Daniel 11, 32, Daniel 11, 32. If we can stand on our feet. Daniel 11, 32, the second part. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Here in this verse are the three revelations, the three impartations that the Holy Spirit wants to activate in us, to operate in this. And that's what I'm declaring for Hilltop. Because we know Him, we have the revelation of God our Father. We have the mighty power. We are going to possess our inheritance. Great exploits for 2018 for Hilltop. As an individual and as a church, I believe it. I believe it. I'm praying for. I'm declaring that we are going to start fasting and praying, coming in faith. I believe that we are strong and that we are going to carry out great exploits, that we are going to conquer, that we are going to possess our inheritance in 2018. Let's join the Lord. It's His desire. It's His promises. Let's say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Let's thank Him for all the things that He has done, but let's believe that we are going to be strong because we know Him, because He is giving us revelation, knowledge of God, the Father of Jesus. Great exploits. Hallelujah. It's by faith. It's not because you are doing all that you need to do. It's not according to your circumstances and situations. It's according to what He freely gave us. And it's the Holy Spirit activating, giving us revelation, knowledge, illumination in every area of your life. Father, thank you. I declare that Hilltop Campus Church is going to experience the mighty power of God, the resurrection power that we are going to carry out, great exploits, that we want to expand our area of influence, that we are going to bring the harvest in, that we are going to grow in all areas in 2018. Father, thank you, every member. Father, I declare that we have what we need in this small group of people to conquer for you in 2018, to possess our inheritance. Thank you for the process of maturity. Oh, I activate it right now. I started speaking to the new year. Start declaring those dreams and visions that you have in Him. The people who know their God shall be strong. We are strong. Guilt of you are strong. And you are going to carry out great and mighty things for the name of Jesus to be glorified. For the name of Jesus to be known. Thank you, Father. Many victories for Hilltop in 2018. Oh, start releasing now, Lord, the illumination. Open our spiritual eyes to see the riches of your glory in 2018 for us. Thank you, Father. Be exalted. I declare, Father, this word to be activated in our spirits. Be magnified. Be exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are strong. You are strong in the Lord. Because you know your God. You know your Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to dismiss the service. Be blessed. Thanks for coming. Let's rejoice as we celebrate 2018 tonight. Let's believe that starting tomorrow, we are going to experience new things. Be blessed. Thanks for coming. We want to sing for a few minutes, worship the Lord. If you need prayer, I would like to pray for you. Somebody else can pray for you. Let's believe. Let's declare that we are strong. That there is great exploits that we need to conquer and possess, that we are going to possess. Thanks for coming in this weather. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Let's worship Him.